On the pleasant shore of the French Riviera, about halfway between Marseille and the Italian border, stands a large, proud, rose-colored hotel. Deferential palms cool its flushed facade, and before it stretches a short, dazzling beach. Lately, it has become a summer resort of notable and fashionable people. A decade ago, it was almost deserted after its English clientele went north in April. Now, many bungalows cluster near it. But when this story begins, only the cupolas of a dozen old villas rotted like water lilies among the massed pines between Gauzer's Hôtel d'Étrangers and Cannes, 5 miles away. The hotel and its bright tan prayer rug of a beach were one. In the early morning, the distant image of Cannes, the pink and cream of old fortifications, the purple Alp that bounded Italy, were cast across the water and lay quavering in the ripples and rings sent up by sea plants through the clear shallows. Before 8, a man came down to the beach in a blue bathrobe and with much preliminary application to his person of the chilly water and much grunting and loud breathing, floundered a minute in the sea. When he had gone, beach and bay were quiet for an hour. Merchantmen crawled westward on the horizon. Busboys shouted in the hotel court. The dew dried upon the pines. In another hour, the horns of motors began to blow down from the winding road along the low range of the Mort, which separates the littoral from true Provençal France.